When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook because they've got great odds and markets for the MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions. They're America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, safe, and secure. You get your winnings fast, and it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same-game parlay. You can discover the most popular same-game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, so they know I sent you. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, July 6th, and we've got all kinds of important Caucasians in the NBA world to talk about at John and Tyler's request.
White party week.
Hey, man, we can't ignore Chet, bro. We can't
Tyler
ignore.
Tyler said it's a white party weekend. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good buddies, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And before we get into the basketball, I've been informed that vacuums aren't vacuuming anymore. And I was unaware of this phenomenon, Jonathan.
We got all this new technology, bro. You know what I mean? And and we forgot vacuums, bro. The ancestors of vacuums would not be happy right now, bro. The 1980s vacuums would look at these like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
OGs.
We get all this for
the
you.
The OGs are sucking right, their
the
teeth
OGs
right now.
Look at them like, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the one thing where old niggas can be like, yo, vacuums ain't the same no more. And it's true. We don't see no lines and shit. They don't even smell good like they used to. You know what I mean? You smell like a perm. You know what I mean? I need that back. You know what I'm saying?
When you were a kid back in like the 80s and 90s, it was a two-way fight. Because one, you were pushing it. And two, you were fighting the battle of the vacuum actually trying to suck the fucking floor through the vacuum. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
So, yeah. And that is not the case with vacuums anymore today, for sure.
You turn the vacuum off and the shit fall out the vacuum. What the fuck type of world we living in, bro? It's 2022. Y'all motherfuckers talking about that we ain't got hovercrafts. We have actually lost vacuums. okay? Bro, we need to run that. Hey, somebody need to figure that out, bro. We losing recipes, bro. We losing recipes. We need that motherfucking vacuum back. Jeez. Bring me back to Hoover, nigga. You feel me? Hey, okay. we would joke about boppers being Hoovers. Bro, bro, that would not be a joke if they was using these current vacuums, bro. Trash.
Dysons just don't hit the same, bro.
Dysons don't hit the same. Nah. Ain't no, nah.
Okay, I asked the internet.
We need a throwback.
I asked the internet. I have a scientific reason for the vacuum issue. Vacuums used to be much more expensive by relative dollars. They've always cost about $200, but that used to be the same price as like a dishwasher or a washer and a dryer. Vacuums, because for whatever reason, maybe people didn't want to buy them, when they moved or whatever. Vacuums have stayed about the same price, where all those other things cost like $600 now, right? So basically what the internet says is if you buy a vacuum that costs as much relatively as they did in 1960, the suction is still better. But basically most vacuums are cheap, sort of like vacuum knockoffs. But they said the $1,000 vacuums are fucking still vacuuming.
Dyson's $500. They ain't vacuuming like they supposed to. I pay $500 for a vacuum and it ain't vacuuming. I got a problem with that. Okay, this is America.
All right. Speaking of not being happy with what you paid for, let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets. Where are we? I thought we were. I was so excited. I spent all Sunday at Vincent's birthday party looking at my phone because I thought we were about to get Kyrie on the Lakers. And now I'm hearing that basically both sides are just, it's like kind of chilling. Yeah. Like where are we at right now? What are our hopes as Bron fans? Like, what do we think is going to happen next, Tyler?
I think everyone's just kind of exhausted and tired because it was such like, when that shit hit, that motherfucker hit like a meteor. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, KD and Kyrie are gone. Right. And now it's been a fucking 10 days later. There's been no movement. I think everyone's just kind of exhausted. I think everyone's tired of fucking being on keen alert and not getting duped out by Bleacher Report tweets and shit like Jesus that. You know what I mean?
NBA Central.
NBA Central. Central with an I in that motherfucker, right? So, yeah, I think a lot of people, I know I damn sure am. I'm exhausted of the fake sources. I'm exhausted of no movement. I'm just kind of like, whatever happens, happens. Fuck it.
Every time you see one of them, just block them, man. Make your world easy, dog. Get them the fuck off your timeline. You feel me? But yeah, I think the Nets are handling it the way they should, bro. They have KD and Kyrie. You know what I mean? When are they gonna have pieces like this to, you know what I'm saying, on their team or to trade? You feel me? So yeah, they're taking their time to get what they want or the best deal that they can. And I'm just glad the Warriors pulled out because Jesus fucking Christ, KD at the Warriors again.
I'm good on that, bro. I would DM Kevin Durant, and I would want to have a heart-to-heart with that man if he went to the Warriors.
Again? You going to put us through that again? Yeah. We already saw that.
Yeah. But the Nets have no reason to rush. Like, I still think it's fucking stupid as shit to trade KD and Kyrie, but if you're going to do something stupid, at least do it in a smart way like they're seeming to do. So, you know, good on them, I guess.
Bro, Josiah Wildin, bro.
I'd rather have people that want to be here.
Nigga, what? You going to be the only nigga in the stands? Fuck you mean? Like I said on Twitter, Jay-Z didn't gentrify Brooklyn for this. You feel me? He sold out his homies for this. You know? Well, for what, nigga?
I know we've all seen that fucking... that infamous tweet where homie said, I just asked my landlord to raise my rent. That's how much I believe in my hustle. Right. Motherfucker said, that's Joe Side, dog.
Fuck, bro. Bro, you trying to play the game on zombie mode? Why, nigga? Shit. Fuck wrong with you, man? Get you some dogs, you weirdo.
I'd rather have people that hear and want to play. You fucking sound silly, okay?
You sound dumb.
All that money to be stupid. It don't make no damn sense.
I'm gonna start our fake account. Jinko and Jones is reporting that Kyrie and KD went to the Lakers for a 2028 second round pick. So very excited for the upcoming season. See, we'll see what we can do with that. With
Josiah, like amnesty him, like he's
yeah.
Josiah pushing the wildest shit.
We ain't seen a motherfucker get amnesty in a minute, though. I think we're way overdue, dog.
Like, yeah, hey, let's see what happened. Fuck it.
Tyler, you've sort of you've been arguing with the internet, and I'm not really sure what people disagree with about your take, because your take is basically that teams shouldn't be stupid. So I don't, yes. I don't really understand what people have been arguing with you about.
Everyone arguing against me is coming from a place of pride, and that pride shit is stupid. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's like, well, you can't let these guys run the franchise. Yeah, you can. You absolutely fucking can. You've been doing it for 3 fucking years. You know what I'm saying? You gave these dudes preferential treatment, let them walk all over you for 3 years. Then you decide it's time to play hardball and it's time to talk money? You can't do that. You cannot put that cap back on that bottle, bro. That shit will blow up in your face, and we've seen how it's done now. And for one, I don't get how you know, the Nets' whole front office, their whole stance is, you know, they're holding, you know, the whole, you know, Kyrie missing games because of the vaccine mandate against them. I'm like, bro, if you wanted to play hardball with Kyrie, that was the time.
Right.
That was the time to tell Kyrie, look, everyone on this roster is committed to playing 82 this season. If we don't get some buy-in from you on this, we're going to have to replace you. That was the time to play hardball. But for one, they didn't. And two, they're holding that as the big joke in these negotiations when you know, for one, like I said, that mandate doesn't even exist anymore. And two, you penalizing them for some shit that you already signed off on. You know what I'm saying? That front office is fucking idiotic. The way they handle this is terrible, bro. And I do not believe motherfuckers are defending them. Because basically, Kevin said, I'm locked in for 5 years. Lock Kyrie in long term too. Y'all know what it was. And the Nets were like, no. KD said, okay, I want out. Kyrie said he wants out too. And everyone's like, way to go, Nets. You put your foot down on that one. Handle that great. No, the fuck they did it. It was a fucking clusterfuck. They fucked that all up.
And players run these franchises. Fuck you, yeah. Man. The guy to your players? If you're gonna have somebody run the franchise, it might as well be KD. You know what I'm saying? The fuck
top
you
three
mean?
Guy in the world. What
you
the
feel
fuck?
Me?
Like,
one of the top 10 in ever to play the fucking game. I'd much rather have him running it than anybody else. Fuck you mean?
Well, I mean, like, the time to address this is the next CBA. Like, Joe Tsai's just got to acknowledge that under the current structure of the league, he's getting fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you fucked it up, and you're getting fucked in response. I think what you see all of the sort of, like, inside basketball minds say, like, the next CBA is going to be a bloodbath for players, right?
Yeah, those,
like,
those owners coming for their corners, bro. It's just going to get ugly,
when,
man.
But that's when that's going to happen. It's not going to happen in one interpersonal, I'm going to prove myself so that when I walk into that meeting with the owners, these 29 other guys think I'm a good dude. But I fucked my business up in the process. Like, you know, it's coming where there's going to be greater penalties for players trying to exert this sort of influence, etc. But that's not the current rules. You have to play the game by the current rules of the game, and you have to manage your front office by the current rules of the league. And they're trying to get around that. And I would say Tyler put on his HR hat about this a couple episodes ago. I put on my parenting hat. You cannot let behavior go for 3 years and then turn around and go, oh, I can't believe you did this. Like, you said it. They signed off on the vaccine mandate shit.
Right.
You already told him it was okay. So you're going to come around and go, this is a sign he wasn't committed. Well, you were committed to him when you let him get away with that bullshit.
You were committed to his non-commitment. So what the fuck that say about y'all?
And there were plenty of people who disagreed with that. That's not like that was an obvious thing. And to me, that was much more of a time to play hardball than now, because you're exactly right. You cannot do players first, your partners in our business, like Matt Sullivan was talking about, and then turn around and say, buddy, you missed a shift. You're fucking you're fucking out of here.
Right.
Anyway, all right. Let's talk about Brian Windhorst.
Windhorst, horse of the wind.
Two fingers up. For safety.
Not just one, two for safety,
two
my
for
nigga.
Safety. I've never seen a monologue like that. I would actually watch sports television if it was more weirdos doing weird shit instead of dummies pretending to argue. You know what I mean?
He did some YouTube shit on TV and it was great.
Right. I love the insider info, but yeah, man, get crazy with some conspiracy theory shit too, man. You know, sprinkle that in every now and then. Give us a little razzle dazzle. You feel
more
me?
Fingers. More double fingers too. We need more of that. That's played. We need this. We need the double finger. The double finger is that's nice little touch to it.
When she asked, are they trying to make room for Kevin? And he just kept his finger up and he closed his eyes. No.
He's like, no, come on. It's you, dog. Bro. You talk jazz, Kevin? No. And funny shit is, he concluded that by saying he has no idea what they're doing either. But he just knew Kevin Durant to Utah. That ain't it.
He didn't say shit, but it was fun.
What's going on in Utah?
It was smart as fuck because they did the thing then where it was like, okay, the Gobert trade happened and everyone is immediately like, Windhorse. It was like, maybe. He was going to be right no matter what happened because of how vague he kept the shit. That was the smartest thing he ever did.
Right. Why, keep an eye on Utah. Right? Like, motherfucking free agency. Keep an eye on everybody. The fuck?
More Windhorse. More Windhorse, yeah. Though. But I think that's what we concluded for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Shouts to Windhorse because, hey, this has been his offseason. He's been mopping Shams and goddamn Woj ass up, bro.
It's like Chris Haynes in like 2018. You know, was it 2018 when Chris Haynes was cooking everybody?
Yeah. He had his. I mean, if you got it in with the right guy.
That was when Haynes broke the motherfucking.
Kawhi?
Haynes broke KD and Kyrie to the Nets that summer, I think. With summer 19.
And Kawhi as well. He had a Kawhi joint.
Yeah.
You know, Dame was a big story. He had a big Dame story too. He was going crazy, bro.
But hey, look, like it's a superstars league for the media too. If you have a good in with one player and that's the player everyone wants information about.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was summer 19 because I remember he gave us that story where Dane was just fucking eating his dinner and he just said, I'm sending these motherfuckers home tomorrow without looking up from his plate and shit. I was like, God damn, this motherfucker. And that's when he hit that shot that blew up the whole fucking OKC franchise.
Yes.
Bro, I remember I was watching with my brother and he's a Westbrook fan. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. The heartbreak.
Me too.
But all. Bro, it was, bro.
Shar and I watched that on vacation in Palm Springs. We were in we had like a little, a nice little setup for us and the kids. And we were in the room watching the game. I'm a big Russ fan, and Shar and I are both Thunder fans. And I literally just fell, like, you know, your body goes limp and you just fall over. I just fell on the bed like that when he hit the shot. I was like, bro.
When he got the ball, I'm talking to my little brother. I'm like, logo Lillard, logo Lillard. And he pulled that motherfucker from the logo, dog. We both lost our shit. Could not believe it. What a fucking shot.
You know what you're not going to see Chris Haynes doing either? KD didn't respond to my text. So I'm not, you know, he can fucking find a new reporter to talk to.
Who did this?
No, I'm just saying Josiah is doing that. It's like, hey, man, whether you like it or not, you work for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. You might not like that power dynamic.
You sign their checks, you know what I'm saying?
You sign the checks, but no one's coming to see you. I mean, and that is different. Like, that's whenever people try and use the workplace analogies about sports, it's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. When you go to a car store, you go to buy a BMW. You don't go to buy a BMW made by Kevin. But when you go to a Nets game, you're not going to a Nets game. You're going to a Kevin Durant game, right?
That's how all
of us buy tickets. You and I talk about that. Like, oh, the Bucks are in town. It's not the Bucks are in town. It's, I can see Bron and Giannis with one ticket, right? Like, that's what it is. That's what the league is. And that's not new. That's what's so incredible to me. It's not like this is a new development. Like, that's how basketball has been forever. But at least for the last 30 years since Michael Jordan, bro. Come on.
Right, right. KD's out, but Josiah's here. It'll be okay. Like, nobody gives a fuck about
Joe's
that.
Joe's going to do an autograph signing after the game.
Right. You think that kid is happy, is cool with that? Fuck you mean? Get the fuck out of here.
Come get a photo with Josiah after the
game. Right,
right. You can see he's going to unveil his new signature sneakers.
The Josiah.
Hokas.
Fucking Josiah on the cover of 2K this year.
Shoot. Fuck you mean? Get the fuck out of here.
All right. You guys wanted to talk about an additional Caucasian. So let's do it. How about this? Let's make it a segment.
Talk about him.
Let's make it a segment.
Talk about him.
Let's do our summer league overreaction of the week. And and this week's overreaction is Chet Holmgren. Gentlemen, the floor is yours.
You always got beef. You always got some beef. Go
no
ahead.
Beef, no beef. No beef.
I know some of you guys have seen the videos mashups with him and you know some legends that they put together with him and Dirk, with him and KD doing the whole little spin move, you know, jab step fade away. I mean, I don't know why everyone was so, you know, I'm not at all saying, yeah, he's proving all the haters wrong. It was a one quarter in a fucking summer league game. right? We'll see how it pans out. I mean, but for one, I think the Chet's going to be solid. I don't think he's going to be a superstar, world breaker type player, but I think he's going to be solid. And I think a lot of people think he's going to be a bust. And I think because, you know, he's skinny as hell. But like I said, you know, in the group chat, I was like, bro, we heard the same shit about Kevin Garnett. We heard the same shit about Kevin Durant. Same shit about Brandon Ingram. They said the same shit about Giannis. And that motherfucker is a Greek god now. You know what I'm saying? Like, these 20-year-old kids, they fill out, bro. Like, so that skinny knock, that's something I don't really hold against guys.
I hear you on KD and even KG. But that motherfucker Giannis, he's not Nigerian. They different. So you can count on some
that motherfucker
you
was a string bean when he came into the league, though. Said, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
for
and,
sure,
and
for
not
sure,
to
for
get
sure.
not to get too gross about it because I hate some of the physical projection shit, and I've seen that firsthand. That like Nike could tell you what your 13-year-old is going to look like at 20. I mean, they're very scientific about the shit. Giannis has some measurements in terms of his shoulder width and some of the other measurements they use to show how much muscle your frame can hold. Mm-hmm. That suggested a bit of a different future. Chet's measurements project out a little bit differently, more like a KG or someone who can put muscle on. He could get stronger the way that KD has or whatever, but he's not going to. Giannis is like you said, that's a one in a that's in a one in a million, but also it comes with like nutrition and everything else. I mean, like he was selling sunglasses on the fucking street 2 years before draft day. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He just, his path is a little different, but you're right about Chet. That knock usually doesn't end up being a knock.
My thing with that is, like, let's stop saying, like, we're talking about this, stop comparing him to the guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Chet will be lucky to have Keith Van Horn's career. You know what I mean? Like, 12 years in the season, getting a bucket. I think Keith Van Horn, I think he averaged, like, 18 a game or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be lucky to have Keith Van Horn's career. Let's start, you know, comparing these people to people like that, you know? I think it was an early pick, 3, 4, something like that. You feel me? But I think Timmy D, when I was at Timmy D draft, so wasn't nobody going to get picked over Timmy D. But that's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean, he'll be a solid player. He'll be a solid player. You know what I mean? He has the ability to be. You know what I'm saying? But it's just comparing him to these guys. It's just be wild to me, like showing Dirk and KD, bro. That's – come on, man.
I'm pro overreaction. Like the summer league is for watching your team. Like, it's for Kings fans watching their team win and then getting fucking like that's what it's for. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pro overreaction, but I do think
that's not gonna help Chet though. That won't help Chet putting him next to these guys. And he averages 16 points a game, and now he's a bust because he's not fucking KD. Bro, he was never going to be KD. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. I think you can overreact without putting an unnecessary burden on a player. You know what I mean? Like the Lakers, right. I mean, lots of teams that have a guy who comes out and has a really good game. But it's not fair to him, especially to size, because there's also clips from that game of him getting absolutely battered around in the paint. You know what I mean? Like, it's not fair to say to him. For the people for whom it's all in good fun, cool. But you also know that there's people for whom it's not in good fun. The mashups with Dirk Nowitzki after one quarter of a summer league game, bro. I just wouldn't do that to a human being.
That's how I feel.
But I wouldn't want
that if I was Chet. I mean, Chet seems extremely confident. You know what I mean? He's talked about how
he posted the cry laughing emoji after his first summer league game, so he's feeling pretty confident for sure.
Right. But
right between my eyeballs.
what's the shit he said 2 months into the season? He gonna be top five in the league. What was that?
They said something like, "Who's the best player in the league?" He was like, "When I'm in it, I'll be the best player in the league. Once I'm drafted, something like that." So yeah, I like the confidence, but like you said, I think you said in the group chat, Tyler, like, "Yeah, bro, you don't want to don't put the target on your back, bro.
Don't do that." I love the confidence. I'm sure guys out there like Ja Morant and other guys might have something to say about that when they see you on
or
the
Joel Embiid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your hand is to people who are physically capable of folding you into a suitcase. It's ammunition that you don't need them to have for your rookie year. You know what I mean?
Like Tyler said, Ja Morant will put you on a clip that will potentially turn your career a different way.
It will potentially outlast you.
It will change the trajectory
after what Ja do to you. So you know what I mean? Like, bro, get you a solid therapist. You talking this shit just in case. You know what I mean? You get on the court with these real life savages, dogs that will embarrass you in front of your whole family and friends, bro. Watch out, man. It's not safe out there.
Ja can turn anyone's name into a verb at any moment.
You feel me?
You know what I mean?
You got Chetted.
It could be you got Chetted.
John checking your ass, Dallas, you motherfucker. Watch out. Watch out. Be safe.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
This baseball season, turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up, place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. What no-sweat bet would I make? That's pretty obvious. I'm a big Dodgers fan. I've mentioned that on these ads a couple times before. They're hosting the Cubs Thursday through Saturday, and I think they're just going to jump all over the Cubs. So I would be all about Dodgers against the Cubs. But there's lots to love about betting on FanDuel. They have great promotions every day. It's a safe and secure app, and you get paid fast. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Louisiana, and permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, or Wyoming. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. We did have a huge trade sort of predicted by Windhorse that I wanted to talk about with you guys for a minute, because I actually think I ended up on the other side of most people on this. Timberwolves get Rudy Gogert, Jazz get Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, a bunch of other guys, and 4 first-round picks. I had a lot of friends texting me like they overpaid for Gobert, for Gogert. This is the worst trade ever, et cetera, et cetera. I think this is a great move by the Timberwolves, to be completely honest. Am I wrong? What do you think about it?
I think that would be a reasonable price for Gobert if he was the last piece needed on a championship contender, and I don't feel like that's the case here. So I think the price is a bit too steep.
That makes sense.
I think the price is a bit too steep for where the Timberwolves are at, if that makes sense.
I think the Celtics getting Brogdon is a bigger move, because that gets Tatum off ball, and it gets somebody that takes care of the ball, 50-40-90 guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a they're going to take a big step with just, you know, Brown and Tatum just having to get buckets now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have to handle the ball as much. And that was a big issue, those turnovers. Brogdon don't turn the ball over. You feel me? So, and it'll give you 18 a game. You know what I mean? So, I think that's a bigger step, in my opinion.
I totally agree, but I do think that that kind of highlights exactly what my point is, which is, like, there's teams that are competing for championships, and there's teams that are not competing for championships. And the Celtics, that is Celtics, Warriors, like, there's a couple teams in that sphere of, like, any move they make, you're thinking about what that's going to look like in June. I had a friend text me, I mean, cool that they got Gobert, they definitely got better, but they're a 50-win team with a second-round exit. And you gave up 4 first-round draft picks for that. And what I said to him was, I think you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. However, that team has made it to the second round once ever.
Damn. 2004, that year KG won MVP.
Yes.
And they went to the conference finals.
Was that once. What's the name, too? Was
2004.
Oh, boy, playing point, too? Marbury?
Cassell. Cassell's playing.
Cassell, okay. Man.
But yeah. They made it to
Sam
the.
Sam Cassell?
You know,
Sam Cassell, yeah.
A bucket,
yeah.
Bro.
Sam but Cassell, they made it to the.
Sleeper.
They made it to
that was the big nut celebration.
Oh, yeah. That alien could hoop.
Yeah.
That alien could hoop, dog.
Yeah.
I used to love Sammy.
But, yeah, they had a deep playoff run that year. That's the only time they've been out of the first round. They've won 50 games 4 times in franchise history, and God, I think 3 of them were with KG. So You saw how crazy that fan base went when they won a play-in game. I mean, we're talking about the players, but the players were doing that because the fans were going fucking apeshit for winning a play-in game.
Right.
So if you're running a team like that, this is a smaller market team, that realistically, what percentage of their fans think they're going to go see a championship from that team, versus now you could win 50 games, you could maybe be a second-round team, maybe a little further. I mean, with the West is going to be stacked, but I think it's a great move from a like small town business perspective, and I just think we like everything in the national media is championship or bust, and that's not how almost any sports fans actually watch stuff. People who are fans of a team, I mean, like I mean I've talked about this with you guys. We have friends who are Warriors fans that we believe shit is still like 1B to the championships to them. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
right,
being a
sure.
team where you had no expectations is taking on the world. Like that's how fans of teams are, and I know that it's sort of shifting more towards being fans of players and the national narrative stuff, but like I don't know, I thought it was a good move from that perspective. I think they're putting a lot of expectations on Ant to continuing developing into what we think he could be, like what he's shown early. But if he does, that's gonna be an interesting roster, bro. Like that's gonna be a fun team to watch. And as much as I have been Mr. Fuck Rudy Gogert on this podcast, you put him with some actual perimeter defense in front of him, which he did not have any of in Utah, that could be a really interesting team, bro. I really think that could be an interesting team and could be a fun team to watch this year, too.
It's better for his brand for him not to be on Utah. You know what I mean?
Better for everyone's brand.
I get you, but, like, we don't. Nobody fucks with – only person that fucks Rudy Gobert is Rudy. You know what I mean? Like, even the universe does it. It set him up in the worst way with the COVID shit. You know what I mean? Like, dog, you feel me? So, like, him being with the Timberwolves is much better for his brand. But, I mean, I don't know, man. We'll see. I don't – like Tyler's saying, it's not going to make me watch Timberwolves games. I may have to watch them in the playoffs a couple series, though. And like you said, that's a big deal for them.
I like watching them in the playoffs this year because they were stupid
they were
fun. And
fun.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? They were dumb
they
and
were fun.
Fun.
They were yeah. fun, but, like, you know, Rudy Gobert, you know, are we really excited about that? We'll see.
No. All right. That's the end of our basketball topics. John's very happy we're shifting back to at least 50% non-sports topics.
Once we get that book club back, bro, I'm right where I need to be, dog.
Oh, let's talk about it. We'll talk about that for sure.
Yeah.
So, first of all, John, I want you to talk about the decision to give up the city life for the suburbs, which you're primed to do.
Okay, bro. You know, I'm country. That's where my heart is. You feel what I'm saying? So, I may be a little biased, but y'all know LA's been good to me. I was hurting. I was down bad, a broke ass, bum ass nigga in St. Louis for a long time, dog. You know, I was hustling and shit, but it was hard for me. LA's been real good to me, but bro, like going, we was just out with the in-laws, you know, in the suburbs. You know, we eating dinner outside, quiet as a motherfucker. You feel me? Nothing but the crickets at night. You know what I mean? In the morning, nothing but the birds till like 10:30 a.m. Ain't shit popping. Ain't nothing to do in that down that motherfucker. We went to Trader Joe's. That shit went kind of crazy. Macaroni Grill was busting a little bit. And hey, I'm not a noble ass nigga. I'm basic as fuck. I'm a basic bitch. You know, give me a good Macaroni Grill. That's all I need. So it's about desires. I like regular shit. I love a Trader Joe's. That's my second favorite store on the planet. First one is Lowe's. You know what I mean? So I don't need all the extras. You feel me? I'm a down home ass, regular ass motherfucker. So the fact that there's nothing to do is good, but the peace and quiet, nigga. LA is fun all the time, bro. I don't want fun. I want nothing. I love doing nothing, and having nothing around is great. And so the peace and quiet, bro, I was out there in the morning reading the book out till, you know, until like 11, didn't hear shit. Wasn't nobody saying nothing, didn't hear their horn. The fucking helicopters weren't going around. You know what I'm saying? Just nothing but peace, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole shit. We got to get Rother on board. Mike, you know what I'm saying? Tyler, we need your brain.
We'll talk off.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tyler, we need some lateral thinking, bro.
Come bring that HR thinking. Something. We got to figure something out. You know what I'm saying? We need something out. But to get it, hey, but I'm a country motherfucker. All I need is a motherfucking backyard and some peace and quiet. You feel what I'm saying? And that shit, bro, that shit was hitting different, dog. Jumping on the street, no traffic. Fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? I go to Trader Joe's, I'm down there and back in 20 minutes. You feel me? As far as on the road? Come on, bro. I need that. That's good living.
Tyler, are you in the suburbs or the country?
I'm in the burbs.
The country hitting, though, too, though.
The country be hitting. I love the country.
Nigga, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I will never live in the city. I think the city living is cool for if you're like a 25-year-old bachelor or something, but I have no desire to be on the scene anymore, bro. Get me away from that shit. Get me like 15 minutes from the city. Like, that's all I need, dog.
I got cousins living in Westville, North Carolina. You from North Carolina, you know how country that motherfucker is, bro. It's outside of Winston-Salem, which is a small city. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they got, you know what I'm saying? The biggest news is a cow got loose and crossed the street. Nigga, they got tractors in that motherfucker. They built a pond in that motherfucker. You feel me? They got the RVs or whatever the fuck them shits is. What's some shits?
Four-wheelers, AVs,
you know, whatever. The four-wheelers and shit. Bro, that's me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You go outside, nothing but darkness and crickets and cicadas and shit at night. You know, get you a nice little wraparound. You can get you a fucking big-ass house for $4. You know what I mean? Shit. Get you a whole compound. You spend an extra 10, you get a whole compound, nigga. You feel me? Have a gym across the yard. Come on, bro. I need that. Get you a little snap gym. You know, the little, you know what I'm saying? That got 8 machines in that motherfucker. I only need 8. That's all I need. Shit. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. This makes me
so happy as someone who was suburbs ready at like 19 years old.
Bro, it makes me so happy. Loving country shit though. I've been loving country shit, and city living was like, you know, for the opportunity. Cause St. Louis, I couldn't do none of this shit I'm doing now. Honestly, you know what I mean? Like I had to leave to do this shit, and I missed that shit a lot. But the closest I'm gonna get to it, you know, I'm still had this opportunity. Isn't these birds
There's
out
the,
here, bro?
Yeah, the intermediate step,
bro. Them pictures you be sending me, Mike. Living good out, bro. I'm trying.
We got to, hey, we're within 2 miles of a Lowe's and a Trader Joe's.
Nigga,
I'll throw that
in. Nigga. Robin, come on now. We just got, hey, she just won't look at me like, we got to work on it. We got to get into the birds of the country, bro. City living cool though. Museums everywhere, shit. I mean, I appreciate it, bro. But I'm just a regular ass nigga, and I love me some regular shit, bro. You know what I mean? 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Lowe's runs, Sign me up, nigga. You feel me? Bring the shorty with me. I had Somi on my shoulders. They was waving to her and shit. You know, she happy. She dancing to the little weak ass Trader Joe's music. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, that's my whole shit. I'm a family man now. What the fuck else I need? You know what I'm saying? I don't need Delilahs. I don't need rooftop fucking brunches, nigga. You feel me? What I mean, that's cool. I don't do it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Just need my little golf net, you know what I mean, and a macaroni grill. That's all I need, dog.
They also, I haven't told you this, they have a Mendocino is open in Long Beach now.
Hey, tap me in. Tap me in.
That's all I was missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But y'all got the Long Beach cool because it's like one thing you kind of like lose when you go to the burbs is diversity. But Long Beach got the diversity.
So yeah, less so in the suburbs, but it's like you can put your kids in a public school district that's a good school district, but it's not all, you know what I mean? It's not monochromatic.
And Somi can be around Somis. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She ain't got to be around Sarahs. we got some balance, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Right over shaking her head like, hey, man, good voice, wait a minute. Tap in, you know, hey. You know what I mean?
I love a summer show because we can have an actual debate break out between a husband and a wife about where to live mid-show. That's great.
You know what I mean? You don't like Olive Garden? Babe, that shit go crazy. Them salads, the pepper over the shit, they treating you well at Olive Garden.
Okay, I have a question. John tweeted about this yesterday, and I'm trying to – I got to bring up the original tweet so I can credit the person who had this incredible zoological observation about men. So MX Gilb tweeted, men will visibly be falling asleep, then deny it as if their lives depend on it. This is true.
So true.
Is it not?
God, it's true. Oh, my God. I sent the shit to Rotha yesterday and then did it last night. I didn't send her the shit as if I didn't tell her the secret. You know what I mean?
No. You ever been falling asleep and your snore wakes up like, God damn, that was a lot of bass in that motherfucker right there. Like oh, hold up. That was me? Like, God
damn, that sleep was hit, though. That sleep was hit, though. You feel me? Dog, I mean, I be high, too, so that sleep come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And I be dead sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nah, I'm cool. Rather like, let's go to bed, man. No, I got it. I'm up.
Dog, I remember.
You just saw me when I was blinking, that's all. You caught me
when me and Summer first started dating, right? And we went to see Les Miserables. I was totally against that shit. I hated that fucking book since high school. Summer didn't read it at her high school, you know, so she wasn't hip to it. And it was a, you know, y'all remember when that shit hit? It was a big fucking deal. Hollywood was raving about it. So we
everybody loved
little,
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. So we went to like this little this little, you know, restaurant type movie theater type setup. You know,
all
what I'm
fire.
Saying? Yeah. So I was down with that because I was like, okay, I get a free meal to watch a movie that I know I'm gonna fucking hate. And I fell asleep in that shit. Right? I didn't even mean to fall asleep. But I ate, and I fell asleep. And listen, dog, I farted and woke myself up.
Nigga, you was in a slumber, nigga. You were hibernating in that motherfucker.
I was knocked out, and I farted and woke myself up in the Les Miserables, goddamn. You know, Cine Bistro is what they call that motherfucker out here. So, yeah.
Hey, but how was that experience, that movie experience?
It was cool that I
Not
literally.
Not the movie, the experience itself.
Yeah. The food was great. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, me and Summer first started dating. We were about a year or so deep then. So, you know, loved being around her. I still love being around her. But, you know, that new puppy love type shit. So it was a good outing. And like I said, I farted. Like, that was my body. That was a reaction from my soul about how much I hate that fucking story. So I can hold that close to my heart.
That I'm going to make you more miserables.
Yeah.
The movies are always good. Movies are always good, regardless of how good the movie is, because I'm going to at least sleep and get some fire-ass sleep. So if it's a trash-ass movie, I fall asleep. It's great. It's great sleep. If it's a good movie, I enjoy the movie. You can't miss going to the movies. So that's why I say 10 out of 10 experience, even if I fall asleep or a trash-ass movie, because I got some great-ass sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The movie there to sleep different, dog.
Movie sleep
that might be
movie
number two
sleep,
between hotel sleep.
Yeah. movie sleep and hotel sex. Bro, I don't know why that hotel sex, but it be.
You could mix either of those things up, and it all works. Movie theaters at hotels are great for any.
Bro, you go to a hotel and go to a movie too? Nigga, come on, G. Bro, that's good living. Simple things,
The best nap, you get is if you fall asleep at the movie theater. And when I fall asleep in the movie theater, my head detaches from the top half of my head detaches like I'm a Muppet. You know what I mean? The top half of my head is like resting on the back of my neck. You
know? Right. Mouth agape.
Like a fucking Pez dispenser.
The fucking mouth agape, nigga.
Like a South Park character, you know? So you wake up and your throat is dry as fuck from the recirculated air because your mouth was open 180 degrees. And I have my little cherry icy sitting next to me. Drink that with a dry throat, eat some popcorn, right back to sleep.
That shit hit the back of the neck. That icy from that airport air you was breathing in that motherfucking movie theater, bro. That motherfucking, woo, special, man. Simple things.
But what part of toxic masculinity is it that we cannot admit that we're going to sleep? Is it a weakness thing? But seriously, is it a weakness thing? It's a
Can't get caught slipping, dog.
Your soulmate.
We would take pictures of the homies when they fell asleep. I know. You know what I'm saying? Like we would stand over motherfuckers clowning when they would sleep and take pictures and shit. Like
this
we would
nigga
stack
sleep.
Empty beer.
What's wrong with sleeping?
Like,
why do we? This nigga sleep. Like we would take our pictures and everybody be laughing because the nigga was sleep.
Right.
Nigga, it's 3 a.m. He was doing what he was supposed to do, and we clowning him.
This nigga doing a necessary bodily function over here.
Right.
Look at this
it's
motherfucker.
Trauma. It's trauma. That's what prevents us from saying. It's trauma from all them years.
I just love, I can't let my wife catch me slipping.
Bro,
So you're so right, though. Shara looked at me like, the worst moment of panic I have in my daily boring suburban life is the moment when you realize that the show you are watching is paused. Because Char is staring at my closed
eyelids.
And she's
looking dead at you. And you can't lie. It's a whole, throughout the whole body, the panic. You know what I mean? It's like, damn.
Yeah, I feel the adrenaline
like
in my toenails.
Dogs, when they're shitting, have you ever seen a dog shitting? Eyes wide open. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it's like you caught, bro. It's over with, dog. You know, you can't do nothing. You got to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
This has to be this is the goal. We have to produce sons that are comfortable with the bodily function that we spend a third of our lives doing or a quarter of your lives if you're Tyler, which is we have to be comfortable falling asleep. We have to do it.
We have to break these generational curses.
I don't know if that's up to us, though, because he's still with his ass fired up in college, though.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's the game, bro. We'll
do our best. We'll do our best.
Well, so I had the superpower of the fact that all my friends drank and smoked, and I did not do either of those things, right? But I had a rule in high school and college, which was, like, I'm cool for whatever, except I don't like the birthday punch thing. I will immediately fight back on that. And I'm going to go to sleep when I'm going to sleep. And if you write anything on me, I'm not going to wake up and think it was in good fun. You know what I mean? So I got left alone because I was real upfront about the rules. about that shit. But absolutely, pictures... people doing a horrible, I mean, all that shit in college for sure is that you're right. That's where it comes from for sure.
A wild development for me is seeing on Twitter that niggas be doing that right on you and cream shit on, you know, we see in the videos because that shit, I think we knew a fight came with that. Like, you know, you could do all the goofy shit, but you threw some water on me. You my nigga, but I'm gonna have to beat your ass. You're gonna beat my ass. Somebody gonna get their ass beat over there. You know what I'm saying? But not a youngest doing that shit. That's crazy.
You don't want to.
Maybe they just want
to
have fun.
As someone who went to an HBCU, we did not see those shenanigans.
Nah, none of that, bro. No,
no, sir.
A fight came with that. You know
right.
what I mean? For
sure. You do not want to be the first person to fall asleep in a hotel room filled with Samoan dudes, though. Because they're prepared for the fight to come with the prank, but they are throwing a tub full of water at you. And you go wake up trying to fight, and it's not going to be any point to it anyway. You know what I mean?
They going to play with me. They're gonna be like, that's cute. Samoans different. They so different, dog.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man, dude. That Samoan homies will slap box in front of their moms. You know what
bro,
I mean? Slap
bro,
each other
they
hard
mom
as fuck
will slap
too.
Box the shit out of me. Them shoulders, dog. Come on, dog. Man, they different. Samoans and Nigerians, though. I just don't want no parts.
All right. That's all the time we got for Jenkins and Jones. I do have a segment on giant mammals that are extinct now, but we will have to get to that on the next show, along with some other weirdo non-basketball shit. John's very intrigued. All right.
Oh, man. I'm hurt, low-key.
We'll be back on Monday. See y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.